It can be useful in this practice to appreciate that you can have two contrasting things present at the same time. There can be calm and the recognition of agitation. There can be calmly knowing agitation, for example. But also, as we practice, there are times when we do get calmer, stiller, more settled. And what that does, it reveals more subtle ways that there might still be agitation. And sometimes there's a strong tendency to react to what's uncomfortable, and so to kind of get preoccupied with the agitation as if it's a problem, or what's wrong with me that now I'm agitated. But in fact, as practice gets more settled, more subtle agitation gets known. And maybe it's because we're settled or calm, it's easier to know it calmly. Another one that can go together is contentment and discontent. As we practice, there are times where we feel very contented. And lo and behold, it begins revealing subtle ways of discontent. And then there can be the contentment of knowing discontent. Just being content, just to know it. This is how it is now. And contentment is part of the family of well-being I talked about yesterday. And some people feel that contentment is just too passive, or means I have to just accept the way things are and nothing will ever change. Dharma contentment is to be at ease with what is, be content with what is, in such a way that it's non-reactive, it's a settling of the reactive mind. It's a progressive settling of the discontented mind. And as a discontent settles, the reactive mind quiets, things don't remain as they were. They keep opening, they keep settling, they keep moving towards more freedom or ease. Dharma contentment. Kind of contentment that nothing needs to change creates its own change. So it's often useful at the beginning of a sitting to go through the body and see what you can relax and soften. And if you do this now with me as I guide you, you might see that if there's places in your body where there's some release, relaxing, letting go, softening, if in the relaxing, is there a nice feeling? Does something feel like it lightens up or opens up? Is there a subtle pleasure? Maybe something that's subtly joyful. Is there something positive that comes from feeling, that comes with in the letting go, in what remains after having relaxed? Even if some tension remains, in whatever relaxing has happened, maybe you can be aware of the goodness of that. So maybe relaxing the belly and the lower torso. Letting the belly hang forward and down. Relaxing into your seat. So that what you're sitting on can better receive your weight. Perhaps there's some relaxing around the chest. Softening. Maybe the end of the exhale. There can be a little bit more letting go that extends the exhale in a nice way. Perhaps there's some softening that can happen in the shoulders. Maybe extending the exhale a little bit by letting go at the end of the exhale. Maybe it gives the shoulders a chance to relax a teeny bit more. Or maybe relaxing down the arms and to the hands. and a softening of the face. Maybe a softening around tension in the face. The eyes can soften. Relaxing the thinking mind. Maybe releasing the hold or the pressure to think. Any tightness or agitation in the thinking mind. The calming, settling, taking a few moments to feel your whole body in some global way. And on the exhale, to relax your whole body. If you're bracing yourself against life, to release that bracing. If your body is subtly tense or leaning forward with desire, releasing that tension. Settling in, settling back. And then within this body, as part of the body, becoming aware of the body's experience of breathing. And is there any pleasure in the breathing? Maybe a brief pleasure with the letting go of exhaling. Brief pleasure of the beginning of the in-breath. And might there be some contentment? That can go along with knowing and sensing. Might there be some joy? might you be able to introduce some more lightness or ease in the practice. Where knowing is as light as a feather. Just gently knowing. Tenderly and clearly knowing in a way that opens possibilities for what's next. Sensing with a light touch. Sensing that's open-ended for what follows. as I ring the bell to end the sitting, might there be some modicum of contentment, calm, that you can stay close to? Be supported by, even when things are discontented.
Some of you have practice discussions today. Again, please check the schedule. Have a contented day. Thank you. And Gil isn't done, so I apologize for the early...
So it's possible to be mindful of anything that you experience. There are times when it's important, useful, to know clearly and even strongly so that you can stay close to the present moment. And it feels like manual labor. Keep showing up, being present. And other times, mindfulness can be a very light touch. Very light. The mind is not going to wander off. Just but in any form of mindfulness, might you for today be able to have it together with a contentment, contented in knowing. Contented knowing of discontent. Calm knowing, calm feeling, sensing. Even when things are not calm. Might there be even occasions where there's pleasure or delight in the knowing, even when what's being known is unpleasant or not delightful. The knowing, the sensing, does not need to be governed, influenced by what is known and what is sensed. The knowing, the sensing, can can be guided by calm, contentment, where there is abundant time to know, to sense, opens to a wider awareness. Knowing frees from limitation and contraction. We're sensing there's lots of room, so as not to be limited by what is being sensed. If there is some contentment or calm or joy today, perhaps you can go about practicing, walking around the center, doing what you have to do, at the speed of contentment, at the speed of staying close to that. Thank you.